Chicana Community Service District. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 6:30 p.m. Take your roll call, please.
Director Angelo.
Here.
Director Blackburn.
Here.
President Guerrero.
Present.
Vice President Lucy. Director White.
Here.
So there is a forum present for directors. We are going to the black suit. Ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, okay, my microphone was off. Again, this is the Oceana Community Service District. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. We'll move on to item number four, which is the agenda review. And there was a appeal. Was that item 10A, Jeff, that we talked about earlier today?
Yes, Mr. President. In regards to 10A, I received a call and spoke with legal counsel for the party making the appeal to that will serve. And based on my discussion with him, there appears to be still some questions about the factual basis of the appeal and some potential legal issues that probably more just factual issues that should be addressed before the board is in a position to make a decision one way or another on that. So I was going to suggest that that item be pulled and put on the next agenda.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That
board of directors.
You can look into that. So we move to pull item 10A. Is there anything else anybody would like to address? Yes, please, Jocelyn.
The closed session item 12 has two A's. I was recommending it's the 12B
for
the second item.
Let's amend the agenda to represent that the employer review of general manager pursuant to government code section 54957B1 be a B, not an A. Thank you, Jocelyn. All right. If there's no other changes, is there a motion to approve the agenda as modified?
I so move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion would carry 4-0. Motion by Director White. Moving on to item number 5, public comment. Do we have any slips for public comment this evening, Mr. Curtis? All right. Ms. Tacker, good evening.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker. And just for the board's edification, I did file a public record request with the district on October 11th, and today is November 13th, and California Public Record Act law requires a 10-day response, and I think the item that I have requested is well within the district's ability to turn that around, and that, again, has not been fulfilled at this time. The format of your agenda, I'm forced to speak to the items on the agenda at this time. I would prefer to be able to speak to items off the agenda at this time. One of the agenda items that I'd like to speak to is your cash disbursements. And I, this afternoon, your warrant register was amended, and I see that your general manager is asking for his reimbursements for cell phone of $75 and his car allowance for $300. In his contract, those are the amounts that he is allowed, but they are paid on the month, and Mr. Curtis hasn't been here a month, and I think that those items should either be prorated or he could wait 2 weeks for the next round of warrants. Again, I'm forced to speak to items on the agenda. I have some questions about item 6, the special presentation with the fire chief, and that is, my question is there an action that the board's going to take tonight? Because that's not reflected in the staff report that there's any action, and if there is, and part of your discussion, I would like to see you discuss if the Oceano Community Services District can give Five Cities Fire Authority any more property tax that is collected for a fire than they have been, so that when Five Cities Fire Authority comes to the voters asking for a special tax or a benefit assessment, that can be somewhat smaller than what maybe they're coming after, and that maybe we can see that the grant that they recently acquired or were awarded, if that is working in reduction in response times, as it was sort of advertised that would help with response times, and I'd like to know if that's been quantified. And I see my time is up.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker.
Watch the presentation.
Is there any other public comment this evening? You can just tell me out loud.
I can tell you because I'm here.
April McLaughlin.
Good evening, April.
Hi there. My name is April McLaughlin, and I live in the Five Cities. I had a quick comment and really a question. I was wondering if we will be provided the meeting minutes from September 26th that you guys attended, and if there maybe was any supplemental documentation that was provided you at that meeting that you could share with the public. I'd appreciate that. So I look forward to your answer off the air. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. McLaughlin. Is there any other public comment this evening? All right. We'll close public comment at this time, but we'll move on to item number 6. The first is a special presentation by Fire Chief Michael E. Hubert, the Benefit Assessment District for the Five Cities Fire Authority. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, President and board members. What's being presented for the board's consideration is support for the creation of Assessment District for the Five Cities Fire Authority. The authority has been exploring mechanisms available to establish a stable revenue source for its operations. Last year, the authority entered into a consulting contract with the firm of MBS to analyze and evaluate such funding methods. Last February, Chief Arenas and an MBS representative made a presentation to the board to accept the findings of the MBS report and provide direction to the district's authority representative with regard to a proposed parcel tax, including length of time, imposed CPI options, and community outreach. At that meeting, the board supported the concept of a revenue measure in the form of a parcel tax. In May of this year, I returned as the fire chief of the authority. After a comprehensive review of the revenue measure's current status and discussions with various public officials, it was decided to contact other consultants to verify the results of the analysis of a benefit assessment district versus a parcel tax measure. SCI Consulting Group representative John Bliss, an expert in the field, was contacted. Staff discussed his opinion regarding recent legal decisions relating to the benefit assessment revenue measures. Mr. Bliss requested information on our efforts to date, including the 2011 revenue measure feasibility study conducted by Terrain Consulting. Based on his review of our current efforts and the results of the revenue measure feasibility study, his conclusion is that the authority would have a greater probability of success in pursuing a benefit assessment measure rather than a parcel tax measure. His opinion was based on the results of our revenue measure feasibility study and the lower approval threshold required of a benefit assessment, 50% plus one, rather than a parcel tax requiring two-thirds voter approval. This information was presented to the Five Cities Fire Authority Board of Directors at their September 27, 2013 meeting. The board unanimously supported the concept and voted to present the alternative to each of the respective governing boards for direction. The current budget does not enable the authority to have adequate personnel staffing on existing apparatus. This situation makes it difficult to comply with the OSHA mandate of two in and two out in a timely fashion. To get the appropriate number of firefighting personnel to a working structure fire requires automatic aid from our neighboring departments. The budget also does not allow for an apparatus and equipment replacement program, dedicates insufficient monies toward dispatch services, and cannot fund a dedicated fire prevention program. In order to provide greater safety to the public and firefighters and to meet the OSHA mandate, the authority applied for and received a 2-year federal staffing for adequate fire and emergency response, otherwise known as a SAFER grant, in the amount of $1,182,693. This grant adds 2 firefighters to the daily staffing, bringing the on-duty complement of up to 10 firefighters, which includes 3 captains, 3 engineers, and 4 firefighters. The SAFER grant expires September 22, 2014. The proposed benefit assessment district is designed to provide funding to maintain as many of these positions as feasible when the grant expires. In order to fund the long-term needs of the authority, a reliable funding source must be secured, which has been an identified need since the formation of the authority. To better understand what the residents living within the authority's jurisdiction would be willing to spend for an adequate level of fire protection and prevention services, the authority entered into a contract with Terrain Consulting of Santa Barbara for polling purposes in May 2011. Polling revealed that residents are price-sensitive in their support of a fire protection measure. Incremental reductions in the proposed tax rate resulted in incremental increases in support for a measure. At the tax rate of $66 per year per property, 62% of the respondents indicated they would support the tax measure. Based on their initial analysis, NBS recommended the authority pursue a parcel tax instead of a benefit assessment district because they projected the authority would not be able to raise the revenue needed through a benefit assessment. The funding need was determined based upon the cost to maintain the current grant-funded positions, the addition of a fire marshal, clerical position, part-time fire mechanic, consolidation of dispatch services, equipment and apparatus replacement costs. Most recently, staff has conducted other consultants to better determine how the formulas for calculating eligible expenditures are determined. Staff learned that there are no standard templates for these determinations. While specific figures cannot be established until a full engineering study is completed, SCI Consulting Group believes that the authority could be successful in addressing additional funding needs based on the survey results. Therefore, the Fire Benefit Assessment District is now being recommended as the best funding mechanism option. A comprehensive benefit assessment engineering report to identify the projected costs to each parcel within the 5 cities fire authority boundaries is proposed to be developed and presented to the board at the December meeting. SCI Consulting Group will present fiscal plans, data review, analysis, proposed assessment methodology, levies, and budgets for review. Staff has determined that until a comprehensive benefit assessment engineer's report is completed, the projected revenues are only an approximation. However, based on the most recent analysis, staff believes that the revenue figures presented to the board last February can be reduced in order to maximize the cost impact on the district's property owners without compromising the desired level of service. The apparatus capital replacement funding was reduced because it was determined that new equipment identified to be placed on new apparatus was not necessary. The equipment capital replacement account was reduced because it was identified that some equipment did not meet capital replacement priority. The part-time fire apparatus mechanic and the clerical position can be potentially eliminated if necessary in order to fund the highest priority needs. Staff has determined that $900,000 to $1.1 million of revenue would be adequate to meet the authority's funding needs. Staffing options are dependent upon revenue generated from the assessment and will need further analysis. Staff is also recommending that Consumer Price Index for Los Angeles, Riverside, and Orange counties be utilized as an automatic escalation factor to protect against inflation. Staff will also recommend to the Fire Authority Board of Directors that an annual report be sent to all households. This document shall identify all revenue and expenditures to assist in public review and accountability. In order to adequately educate the public of the need for the assessment, it is recommended the authority appropriate funding to hire a professional firm to develop a public education and outreach process. The process would include printed educational materials to be mailed to each property owner. In addition, information could be posted on the Oceana Services District website. It is also anticipated that a public education program will be organized by a community group led by the Firefighters Association. This concludes my staff report. The authority's new attorney, David Hale, is with us tonight and can assist me in answering any questions that the board may have. Thank you.
The first thing I want to say is that thank you, Chief, for your presentation and all the firefighters that are here for coming and supporting this. I know this is important to the organization. And then I wanted to turn to Karen. This is your committee. Is there anything you want to add to the chief's report or thoughts?
Well, he presented it pretty complete. I truly think that when we get that report in December, we'll really have a total grasp of the potential for this. So, I mean, I would see at that point that we would possibly need to take some action in support of, and I would probably lobby for that.
I think I'll be I'm pretty certain I'll be behind it at that time. I think it's important for the longevity.
Well, I mean, fires, basically our first responsibility is protecting our citizens.
Right.
I mean, it always has been. It will need, I mean, that's why we're here, is because in Oceana, the citizens formed a fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And they built this building. Yeah.
Right.
I don't have any questions. I think it's a go anyway. It needs to be done.
Right. I agree with Lori. It needs to be done. Thank you. Okay. And in December, is there going to be more polling, Chief? Because there's four different potential numbers and potential revenue sources. How do you expect to present this?
That will be presented in the engineer's report.
Okay.
There won't be any additional polling done, as was done in 2011, but the engineer's report will bear out all the information.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Chief. I don't have any questions.
No, I look forward to seeing that December report also.
Great. Thank you very much.
Engineer's report will, I think I'm corrected, they look at every piece of property in the district, or?
Good evening. My name's David Hale. I'm the attorney for the authority. Yes, you're correct. When the notice goes out to each of the property owners, that notice will have an actual allocation of the levy for each one of those owners. For those properties, and it will be based on a single family equivalent unit, which will vary depending upon what kind of use. Single family residential home, maybe one. Commercial property, maybe 5, 10, depends on how the engineer's report evaluates it. But each one of those property owners will know what that is when they get their notice.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hill. All right. If there's no further comments or questions, we'll move on to item number 6-2, Casey O'Connor, Renew Parcel Development. Casey here tonight? I didn't see him. All right, we'll pass that. Move on to the consent agenda. Item 7A is review and approval of minutes from October 9th and 23rd, and 7B is the cash disbursements. Any questions or concerns?
Yes. Let's see.
One very trivial.
On the October 23rd minutes, I didn't highlight it, but Supervisor Ray's name is misspelled wherever it is located.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't highlight it. I believe it's spelled with a K in the minutes, and it should be a C. So I'll find it.
Yes, and Ms. Tacker's name was misspelled somewhere here, too. Yeah.
I don't see it. I see where she came on October 9th under public comment 5. It seems to be spelled correctly.
For Ms. Tacker, it's October 23rd, 9, second reference.
Okay. Oh, yes. We should fix that.
Chops. The one of the new ones. I was just curious. I didn't see which account it went to. So it was for the staff uniform. Okay. All right. Thank you.
One more correction.
Go ahead.
On the agenda of the October 23rd, Mary Lucy's name is spelled wrong throughout, I believe, because I believe it is L-U-C-E-Y.
That's correct. Somebody's spell checker is going to get a timeout.
It shows it as being misspelled every time it comes up when there's an EY in there.
If you write quick, yes, you can add it. You can add it to your spelling.
October 23rd.
I'll accept it that in the next spell check thing and change it. I'll fix it.
Yeah, you can add it to it. I see it three places. Oh, and there it is under 13 board member comments. It is McCarran Ray is spelled incorrectly. It should be a C.
Okay. Oh, good.
You were correct, Jennifer.
Oh, good. Yeah. Next time I'll highlight my.
Speed readers don't catch that.
Isn't their last name, is it R-A-Y or R-A-E?
It's R-A-Y.
Okay.
Because their email is Cray.
See that?
It's the little things.
If there's no more discussion, or is there more discussion, or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes for October 9th, 2013, as given, and with the changes. Also, Board of Directors meeting for October 23rd with changes.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Item 7A passes. What about 7B? Is there a motion or any discussion?
I make a motion that we approve item B, the cash disbursements on the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to item number 8, Sheriff South Station, Commander Jay Donovan. Is he here? All right, Mr. Donovan's not here. Five Cities Fire Authority, Chief Hubert, or is Chief Heath? All right, Chief Heath, good evening. I got a question for you after your presentation tonight, too. So.
Good evening. Ricky Heath, Five Cities Fire. Do you have a question, Matt?
Always swap your okay. You might cover.
This month we had a total of 61 calls. Out of those calls, we had one rubbish fire, 43 medical aids, 6 hazardous conditions, 5 public assist type calls, 4 incidents that were canceled en route, and then 2 false alarms. Out of those, 7 of those were out in the dunes, Oceano Dunes response area. Nothing really significant this month. It's pretty slow.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend's coming, so you might be at the dunes.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
That's all I have for the report.
I saw, I was going to work the other, probably about a week and a half ago, and it looked like there was a fire over by Harlow Elementary.
Last weekend? What are you talking
about? No, it was during the week. I saw the fire trucks going to Harlow Elementary, a bunch of smoke coming up. Do you guys remember seeing a? Does anybody remember seeing a fire?
Can I ask Engineer Survey to come up too?
Oh, Mark. That was your car on fire? So I'm hoping that the mechanic won't be Mark Serby.
It wasn't me. I wasn't the mechanic. Yeah, just came home and delivered the kids.
But at least the kids were not in the car.
Nobody was in the car.
Okay, so my other question was, I saw all the fire trucks going down towards your house or wherever that is. I saw Ricky Heath going down Farrell Code 3 the other way.
I missed my turn on that one. So I had to double back on Oak Park.
So the fire truck's coming this way and Ricky's going that way.
Oh, you're really picking on him.
Sometimes I get a little excited.
Thanks, Ricky. We're just having some fun at jokes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At your expense. Thank you. Oh, maybe there's two things going on. Thanks for letting us pick on you, Ricky. We'll move on to item 8C, OCSD Operations General Manager Lonnie Curtis. Good evening, Lonnie.
Good evening, President Guerrero. This month, we've been quite busy trying to size up the condition of the district with respect to some of the issues that have been plaguing us most recently. I will have a full presentation for the Water and Sewer Committee on Friday. I have several photos of which to show and file and keep and maintain those facilities. If in fact we are S4, then we need to do that. But from my background, I didn't feel that we were S4, so I asked our consulting engineer to actually look at it rather than myself, just make that assessment and say we didn't need it. So they went out and surveyed, did an assessment of what they feel we are, and they in fact returned that they do not believe, and their recommendation is that we return that finding to the regional board so that we're not an S4 agency, and that will take some burden off our shoulders as far as cost and the like of operating and maintaining certain facilities, drainage facilities and the like. So that was a really important function I had done by DPSI. They did a very fine job, I have to say. My fellow engineers did a good job. Separately, we did a testing of our truck and vacuum trailer that we have, and we found that the truck is insufficient. The truck we have moved forward on is insufficient to haul that around, and so we're looking for solutions internally on what to do with both the vacuum assist cleaning machine and cabling and videotaping of the sewer system, along with the truck itself. It was not capable of pulling on a grade greater than 8%, so it became a safety problem. That was unknown at the time of purchasing. If it was, I'd say, in complete brand-new working order, it may have cut the grade, but it did not. So I'm looking now at opportunities for what we're going to do with the truck and what we're going to do with the vacuum assist cleaning tool that we have purchased. See if other agencies may be interested in taking it on, and also the truck at the same time. They're both good pieces of equipment. They're just wrong size for Oceano. So we have been looking into that. We continue to look at and monitor the street lighting situation on an operations basis. We have a few bids for replacement, repair, and the like, and getting on board with Pacific Gas and Electric and their program. So we're moving forward on that. I have another consultant, National Electric Signage and Street Lighting Company, coming here next week to take a look at what we have and make sure that we fit within the envelope that PG&E have for us. So we want to make sure we comply, as we will pay for the electricity, but they will take care of the lights and the like, and it'll be a good feature for the community as a whole. So that's continuing and ongoing. I hope to report out a lot more finding in December, our first meeting, our only meeting in December. So we should move forward with that. Look forward to some of our committee meetings coming up and slicing and dicing the different facets as we're going to move forward on strategically and master plans and the like. And I have collected additional data on planning. We have had more on not necessarily an operations report, but with respect to customers coming in, and some of the development services is starting to ramp up, and what the fees are for development. We have fees for water capacity, sewer capacity, capital improvement, upsizing of meters and the like. And a lot of these things have been done in the past, but they haven't been done in the past to the extent that our records show that we need to collect the fees necessary to own, operate, and maintain this community services district and their water and sewer facilities primarily. The other facilities in the community we do keep an eye on, waste, and we even have people come in with signage requirements and the like, and we do look at the County of San Luis Obispo also for what their requirements are. And I attend several meetings. In fact, today I attended the waste management meeting. I've attended a lot of the the different cities meet. I went to Grover Beach City Council meeting, and I'm introducing myself and getting on board with all the activities that are going on around us and become an integral part of what is happening around us and what we need to do. With that, that concludes my report for this month. Have any questions, please feel free to let me know.
The only thing I would ask is if we could see those photos, what we'll do is pass them through the front, we'll attach them to the minutes, we'll make them available to the public after they pass
sure.
through the days. If anybody has any questions for Mr. Curtis?
I do. With the street lighting that you were talking about, getting it assessed, is that regarding the downtown?
First one, you want to, should we go backwards? Director White, would you like to report first? We just heard from the fire authority.
Yeah, well, that took care of the fire authority. Mr. Curtis was kind enough to go to the Zone 3 tech meeting. I can't say he went with me because he came in, introduced himself, exchanged cards with everybody, and then proceeded to ask some very solid questions about issues involving Lopez Lake and Dam, and I felt very secure knowing that he was there and I wasn't trying to translate all the information. And one of the major things they were talking about there was the raising of the dam 3 to 6 feet, which we are not involved in at this time. So, and the other thing is kind of indirect report. I was at the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, and I was in conversation with Katya Asajian and Linda Austin in regard to the beach problem when they get overcrowded. And Cacho suggested that we might want to consider some kind of action here, encouraging better control down there, and forward the information to him. And I don't know how everybody feels about that, but they were talking in regard to that Huck Finn event they had that closed everything, and reports that a similar event, informal event, is planned for Thanksgiving weekend. So maybe we can watch what happens down there on Thanksgiving weekend and see if it's terribly impacted to the point where people can't get into their homes again. Mm-hmm. And then we might want to consider action.
Thank you, Director White. Director Angelo?
I didn't attend anything this last week.
All right. Director,
but I do have a comment for Karen.
Yes, ma'am.
The State Parks is aware that this is coming.
Yeah.
I know Linda and I had discussed it somewhat, too, so it is my understanding that they've got a handle on it, and it shouldn't be like the last episode that we had.
Yeah.
More controlled. So, I'm knock on wood, it will
yeah,
go smooth.
I certainly hope it works out
yeah.
like that.
Director Blackburn?
I don't believe I attended any meetings since our last meeting, but I did get to go to the veterans ceremony at the depot, and that was very nice. Very good ceremony.
And you also went to the pancake breakfast.
I did
go
to the pancakes.
Yeah.
That was delicious. Great time.
Good sandwiches.
I went to the pancake breakfast. Well, I think it was the best one I've been to there.
Oh, yeah.
As far, yeah, I think it was really good.
We ran out of food.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's why,
true.
Because
That's
it was
even
so good.
Better, yeah. Now you know you can build up to it.
The I went to the sanitation South San Luis Obispo Sanitation Plant meeting, and the real news to report out of there is that we're moving forward on hiring a permanent administrator. We are looking at hiring a part-time, it's still closed session at this point, but we are looking at hiring a part-time administrator. It will not be the same administrator and district engineer this time, so there will be a separation. So when there is something to report there, we will bring it back. Move on to item number 9, public comment. Members of the public may address the board. Is there any public comment? I see Ms. Tacker coming forward. Good evening again, Ms. Tacker.
Hi again, Julie Tacker. And Again, I'm forced to speak before any presentations by your staff, and in the case of 10A, that's been removed from your agenda, but there was no staff report for me to even be brought, you know, have any idea what that was about. Item 10B, again, no staff report. I get to go first. That doesn't make sense. I'm throwing darts. I have no idea what that's about. The 10C, the loan to the water fund. Water fund's already spent it. Reimbursement to your general fund. I'd like to see that in committee. I think multiple analyses should be done on terms, interest rates, payment schedules, that kind of thing. I think this particular arrangement is too harsh and a punishment for your ratepayers, costing them for should have been spelled out for them. Actually, should have been spelled out in the settlement. It was $45,242. That is a lot of money to overpay oneself. So I'd still like to see the district. What I don't see is how you really do address this deficiency. Putting the warrants in and the payroll in there in the staff reports does not prevent someone padding their PERS, padding their benefit package, which I believe is along the lines of what happened. But the district really needs to make a statement about what happened and how it will not happen again.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment this evening? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comment. You know, I see that Mr. O'Connor showed up. Should we go back to item, can we do that, 6-2, Jeff?
Yes.
And have him go ahead and... Why don't we do that? We'll go back and revisit item number 6-2. It's the special presentation by Casey O'Connor. Good evening, Mr. O'Connor.
Casey O'Connor, board. I apologize for my tardiness. I made an error on what time I was supposed to be here. It's completely my fault.
Well, thanks for coming.
Can I pass?
Why don't you give them to Marie and she. You guys keep it down back there?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. O'Connor.
Presented you is just it's a project that we're looking at. It's currently owned by Mr. Hunstead, and it's joins the project that we've been working on, Avocado Ranch. So if you see the one that's pretty blank, that's the current property. And then if you look at the other one, I just wanted to kind of give you an idea where the proximity was to where we're at and why we're interested in developing it, because it's literally right next to us. It actually adjoins it, and it kind of makes sense. The planning department is interested in this. They welcome it. I had a long meeting today with Public Works. They like it. I didn't want to come before you until I had the opportunity for fire department to review it, and that's why I think Lonnie's predecessor was here. I just didn't feel comfortable until we had all the answers, because we're going to come and there's really not going to be anything to show you until we knew that we had had something we can move forward with. So what you see in front of you, if I gave you the right sheets, is a project on approximately 2 acres. There'll be There's two existing homes there right now. One of them will be demolished. One of them will be kept. And we will create 12 new parcels. So it'll be 13 total, where there is two now. Like I said, it's approximately 2 acres. The site would allow up to 16, but it just doesn't make sense to put that many in. By the time we aligned the roads, made it user-friendly, spoke with the people, the folks that are living in Avocado Ranch to get their input, this is the design that we came up with. Fire department seems to be pleased with it. With a few tweaks, they don't know where they want their fire hydrants yet, but for the most part it looks good. Public Works is happy with it, and so is planning. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wanted to do my due diligence and bring it in here and let you see what's going to come in front of you. And if you have any questions, then I can answer them now, and you can move on down the road whenever you have a chance.
Casey, thanks for coming this evening. Is this the house where they just had the estate sale?
No.
There's like behind the wall right there?
I hope not.
Somebody forgot to tell you.
I don't think so. It's really, I don't know. I don't
off
think
of Elm Street. Is this close to Elm Street, or is this on the other side of your project on the west side?
It's right almost at the crest of Elm Street, mm-hmm. where you would enter our project.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's right there. A couple big eucalyptus trees.
Yeah, yeah. Then the second house.
Oh, again, is I take it back. Yes. There was two parcels there. I mean, the history of this is the whole parcel was owned by the sidewalk, which I think would be pretty important for the community. We will improve the sidewalk from Basin Street up to the top of the hill, or up to our project.
Right, where it stops. Right.
Yeah, on Elm Street. So that would be improved. I think it might be shown there, too. Let me show you.
I can't tell where.
Good.
Okay, let me show you guys right here. So ideally, we would have liked the road here, mm-hmm. but then every time anybody's coming up, they're looking at these two houses, and it doesn't make any sense. So we're giving up a little bit. It'll come here, and then this is the Elm Street,
right.
And this is the current entrance. So we will improve the curb gutter sidewalk all the way up.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I live around the corner from
that. Right here?
Yeah.
Right there. That whole piece on the street.
Yeah. And it'll slow traffic. That curve will slow traffic too. Yeah.
Well, it's not going to come out on Elm Street.
Oh.
It's a private road.
Okay.
So it'll maintain. It'll be a private road. It won't be a county road. It'll follow suit with everything else that we've done. The reason I gave you this is just so you can see how it connects and what it would look like with
right.
the current subdivision that we've done. The roads, the widths, everything else will remain the same. So this will be a private road. With my meeting today with Public Works, there was a question on if they would want to take this outlet to Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they will. One person said, hey, let's look into it. I've already been told by the road people.
I don't think you will, because it's right on a hill. You're asking for an accident
yeah.
right there.
I wasn't. Right. Hey, I'm not going to argue with a guy at Public Works that says, yeah, let's take it to Elm Street.
Right.
We'll let them figure that out. I don't think
let them fight over it.
They've already said that they didn't
yeah.
want it, but I'm not going to go show him up in his own meeting. So I believe what you have there is really pretty accurate.
You'd be in a traffic study.
We've done everything. I even have a lot more detail.
they're having trouble picking you up on the mic.
Sorry. I'll go right back to it. Park is right here.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have any plans to bring this to the Oceano Advisory Council?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, I kind of like to go to everybody, but
sure. I was just curious. That's
yes.
the order is.
No, I mean, because when I do go to Oceano Advisory, we have another project that we've tabled for probably 7 years now. It was a piece of property that we have on Highway 1 across from Central Market. And we're finally now going to be able to bring that back. And so I think it's always nice to let the community know what we're trying to do and get input, involvement, criticism, claps, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Street lights.
Yeah,
I was going to say, back. Casey, you know that's going to come up, so
I know.
Be prepared.
I already was tonight. That was my main thing, street lights.
Yeah, I was going to, because Miss Lucy is not here, I was going to ask you about street lights.
Karen?
Yes.
I mean, Miss White, Director White, please, no. No, I'm just kidding. you know, I mean, I think we've learned our lesson. I mean, we hope that we've learned to ask a few more questions and not just rely on others to tell us what to do. So this one is a little more difficult because it is a private road, and we'll have to ask the community really what they want. But when streetlights are needed, we have no objection to putting them in whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I can understand that there are people who move into these places that do not want streetlights.
Yeah. You know, it's not us. It's the direction of planning and the way that they want urban development. I mean, they look at, you know, even our lighting has to be shielded. Nothing can shine up. Everything has to be shielded lighting. Everybody wants a street light, but nobody wants it in front of their house. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, there's got to be a good answer. Maybe it's low voltage light around the park, which we will be putting in on, the Avocado Phase 2 park.
I think you already have some of that around that gazebo.
We did, right? But we haven't finished the Phase 2, and, you know, I've committed to putting that in for the homeowners there also. So,
great.
I mean, those will certainly be addressed with open arms.
These are all detached single-family residences?
It's going to look, feel, and act exactly
like the
same as the other. Although the lots will be, the majority of them will be significantly larger because, like I said, the density could have been as many as 16, but we're peeling it down to 12. So but a good majority of the lots are going to be 6,000 square feet or above. Where
nice.
On Avocado, they're about 4,000. So that's going to, but the same floor plans. We're going to use two plans that have been the most popular. One is a nice plan that has a master bedroom downstairs for elderly people, and then another one that's larger for some young families. So we'll just use the same plans. And our goal is, since it's picking up a little bit, to be able to move into this, you know, mid-summer. So once we're done here, we can get right on into this.
Great.
I appreciate that they're detached and not shared wall.
No. It's much better product. And, you know, right now it seems to be going well at Avocado. We're will serve. Any input is always welcomed. And
will serve come in at one time or all together? I mean, one at a time or all together?
Well, I think, Director White, what we'll need in order to
And you can call me Karen.
All right, Karen. Well, I just didn't want to be careful. Karen, what happens is we need a water and sewer will serve that we will serve, you know, from the district. When we submit a package to the county for our development package to go in front of the Board of Super or the Planning Commission, okay, then once we're done with all of our track improvements, then we'll get another ready-to-serve letter from the board.
Okay.
And then over the past few years, what you've added is a third level of security that once we actually go to pull a permit to build a home, then we need to give you another letter, and then that's an individual will serve for that particular lot. So kind of redundant, but there's three different levels now, and could be four that you usually require.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, to appease Vice President Lucy, I encourage you at this time maybe some low-level street lighting on the, you know, down low,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there'll definitely be street lighting in the park, you know. Well, fortunately, there's no public roads on this one right now, so I think hopefully I'll get out of there. But that park, we're depending on the shape that park takes, depending on if the road goes through or not, will let us know what amenities we can put in there.
All right.
Without question, there will be some minimum low-level street lighting.
Thank you.
Don't feel bad. Years ago, we requested one down on Laguna because there is none.
Yeah.
And so they said, yeah, we'll put one in. And they did. They put it in the alley behind the houses where nobody can see it. So it didn't do any good.
Well, I mean, you know, and with
it's
Lonnie,
very dark,
you know, it's a good addition. He understands building, knows what to do.
Yeah.
You know, before our plans are ever done, before we ever can actually start moving a tractor, we can go through all the county we want, we can get all of your approvals, we can get all of Oceano House in. But before we can start anything, all of our plans must come back to the district and be reviewed by the district engineer. We can't do anything until they sign off. So that's kind of your last line of defense to make sure we haven't screwed anything up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It looks pretty good to me.
All right. Well, any questions while I'm here?
No.
I think it'll be about what you've got already, or is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that everything kind of levels off right now because I think it would be a healthier market. But you know, we can.
Yeah.
That's kind of out of my realm.
You can't control that.
No, but I mean, it seems like over the last few months it's kind of stabilized and just kind of leveled off. We're still getting an awful lot of activity, though, which is very
good.
Positive.
Yeah, I love to see houses in the sand dunes, not on the bottom land. So.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, this was perfect, and Mr. Hunstead's been working on it for a while, and it's just, you know, he didn't want to deal with it. He didn't want to deal with going through the county and going through the process. So that's why we're looking at purchasing it. So anyway, that's, again, I apologize. I wanted to be here a little early. I stopped to visit my mother, and she's 91, and burnt something, so I had to go address that.
You missed about the fire department showing up. If you
I thought they were going to talk longer is really what I was banking on. They didn't. So, but anyway, thank you for letting me come up. I really apologize again.
All right, thank you, Mr. O'Connor.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Casey. And I'll give you a holler later.
And I've got your and I have your things. We'll attach them to the minutes from your presentation.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any no questions?
Thank you. I think we've already hit you.
All righty.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor.
Thank you.
Move on to item 10B, the organization slash restructure. Lonnie?
Yes, President Guerrero, you had spoken to me about this and some expectations on restructuring the current staff and the like, and I'm finding that currently we're deficient in two of the positions which we've interviewed for the last 2 days, and it looks like we have a couple of really good candidates that's going to help us out in that regard. With respect to that, though, the way the agency is built up over time has not been effective and efficient, as I've seen it so far. And so I'm working on a structure that is one that's more responsive to the employees, and then the expectation is to have goals and objectives that are achievable, that they're measurable, and they're achievable. Of course, I'm appointed by the board as well as Mr. Minery. We're appointed and under contract to the board. With respect to staff, the rest are everywhere from a frontline employee to some couple of supervisors and the like. We have the accounting professional with Ms. Hodson and Ms. McGrath as the office manager effectively. And I'm trying the applicants, which is really nice. And so I look in the next month, perhaps we will move forward and I'll be able to introduce some new employees to the board.
Great.
That'll be nice. On the operations side, looking at T2, treatment 2, and distribution level 2. Some of them have that, some of them don't. So we're starting to split hairs on some of these things. So I'll be taking the lead from our water superintendent, Tony, to help me decide which one would be best for our system and within the organization that we do have. It's small, and we do rely on one another quite heavily, and we wear a lot of different hats. And the same thing's true of the admin assistant with respect to that position, with Ms. Hodson and Ms. McGrath helping me out on what their needs are, look at a short needs assessment there on which type of employee applicant will best fit the bill. We've gone through that first round, and myself and one of the staff members will be joining me to make a selection. I'll bring that information back at the December board meeting. So I'm looking at a little bit of restructuring, and I want to make it more functional than, if you will, pyramid and title and that type of stuff. So it's a little different than how it has been in the past. So, you know, I look forward to moving forward with that in the future, and I'll present that at the next board meeting, where a little bit more delineation of where we're at and where I believe we should be going.
I look forward to that. And I think at the same meeting, I'm going to bring up start trying to change a paradigm shift on how we're doing committees and what the role function of committees is as well. And that's something we've been discussing. It's not on the agenda, but we'll put it on the agenda on the next one. And, you know, I think they go hand in hand with
the
discussions we've been having, you and I. So. All right. Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Why don't we go on to item 10C, review and approval of loan agreement with amortization schedule from the water fund to the general fund. There was a staff report on this, and this was Jocelyn's report. Jocelyn, do you want to present anything else on this?
Yes, I just wanted to highlight some of the main points from the report. A few years ago, the water department, or the water fund, was behind in our state water payments and Lopez payments. And so as the income statement on the accrual basis, the expense goes in whatever period that we incurred the expense, regardless of when the payment was made. So if you're looking at financial statements and looking at the income statements, you won't see a big change of when the dollar and the cash flow was out of the district. But when the staffing change, and I know when Ms. McGrath, when Marie came and when Tom was here, they made some catch-up payments, got us current, and so that was a big hit for the water fund as far as cash. Another thing that happened during that time frame was the Five Cities Fire Authority JPA was formed. Prior to that formation, the fire department's fund was paying 25% of the administration's fund expenses. So when we formed the JPA, that 25% now still has to be paid. I mean, we still have a general manager, and we still have someone processing payroll, and we still have a board, and we still have this building. So that 25% that used to be paid for with the fire fund is now having to be paid for with the water and sewer fund. So that's another reason why the water fund got hit again. So it's all in the same time frame. Also, we had the budget was not done by funds, so then again we were overspending water resources. So all those things all together really, really was detrimental to the water fund. Mm-hmm. And I will say detrimental to the general fund as well, because the general fund has no reserves now. They have no, basically are living paycheck to paycheck. And so we have we're in charge of fire protection, and the general fund has no money in reserves to, in case something happens that we need, the JPA says, hey, you know, this fire engine completely blew up, and what are we going to do? I mean, we still have a responsibility to provide for those types of things, and we don't have any reserves. This loan, now that our June 30th audit is complete, yay, I have a number now for the actual amount that the water fund was loaned. And this agreement is based on a 3.25% interest rate, which was prime. It's been prime. It hasn't changed. It's been the same month after month for a while. I feel that if you use a different interest rate, a lower one, it's better for the water fund. However, I don't think it's fair to the property taxpayers who paid the general fund money is property tax money. I don't think it's fair to the fire department or for the street lighting fund for us to loan money to the water fund at a discount. I don't think it's an arm's length transaction. But if that's something that you guys are wanting to discuss, I could rerun an amortization schedule, but that's not my recommendation. That decision was taken away from us or from you guys. And so now the general fund, the fire fund, the street lighting, I mean, here we are getting ready to make some street lighting decisions, and should we or should we not do it? Do we have the money for it? And had we had this money, which the general fund had up until 3 years ago, that wouldn't be such a big decision. You know, street lighting, the additional street lighting is going to cost us $7,000 a year. I mean, a maximum probably around there. You know, not that big of a number, but if you look at the general fund, I mean, we're writing checks and waiting for the property taxes to come in that month to help us float it. You know, I don't think that the general fund or the property tax owners should have to pay for the water fund's inability to pay for their portion. So they don't have the opportunity. The fire department does not have our fire fund does not have the opportunity to use that money.
I thought your staff report had some what I thought was some good language about. The general public understanding the true cost of delivering water. And I think also we have the issue with being state water contractors and billing at 125% of our expenses.
Right. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's in our
financial
audit
statements.
Report. Yeah.
Right. We do have, as part of being with the state water project, we're supposed to sustain rates that would give us 125% net revenues. And it's basically, if you take away if you have our operating expenses and you take away the state water project, and we should be able to, anyways, the net revenues, it's kind of complicated, the calculation, but because it's not just the net income, but it's, they have a special calculation. I actually haven't got the calculation from the county who's actually monitoring us, but she said it's pretty convoluted, and we're hoping in January to sit around and see where we are even at as far as making that. As of right now, just looking at it, I don't think that we are in compliance with that bond covenant. But since the county has $185,000 on deposit, they're not really pushing us to be in compliance as of now. But with us talking about going out and possibly getting a new rates, well, we have to, I do think that this debt payment needs to be in there, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it to you guys, so you can have an amortization schedule to put on there for the future cash flows. This payment needs to be in there.
It's page 26 of the report, and it's the second to last, or it's the last full paragraph, second to last paragraph that talks about each participant has agreed in its water supply agreement to fix, prescribe, and collect rates and charges for its water system, which will be at least sufficient to yield each fiscal year's net revenues equal to 125% of the sum of one, the payment required pursuant to water supply agreement, and two, debt service on any existing participant obligation for which revenues are also pledged. So if we sign a water fund up to a debt, then this, it's going to weigh into this equation. And, you know, I forgot the exact amount per month, but at $3,551 per month, you know, we've got to raise roughly $4,000 in revenues more from the water each month to just to satisfy the obligation on the state water project.
That's correct, but I think that in the past our rates, I think that covenant is there because they want us to ensure that we have rates to cover water operations.
Solvency.
Right, and we don't. That's why we are in the $770,000 problem.
I think Lori was the only one here when, you remember when we had been told that the water payments had been made, and it turns out they hadn't?
Yes. I hand-delivered them after that.
I got a call, and small history lesson. I got a call. I'd been here just a month or two, and I got a call from Pavel Ogren, and it's like the first or second time I ever met him, and he said, "We need to talk." And I said, "What's going on, Mr. Ogren?" And he says, I'm about to give you guys a letter that says you're behind on your payments because you are." And I said, "Well, we were just told 2 weeks ago we were up on our payments." So that's how that money got paid. We were in a bad way. So I brought it to the board's attention at the next meeting.
The real solution to this is to sell some water.
Yeah.
I don't know how or where or when, but we obviously need more revenue. We just, when were the water rates raised?
2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 2 years ago, and we do need to sell more water. We, you know, we need to sell either more within the boundaries, or you have to look like you want to say something else.
I was just going to add that had we had proper cash balances by fund to begin with, we might not have spend so much money in the water fund. Not to say that a lot of those things weren't needed, but sometimes you need to prioritize what is needed and what can be pushed off for another year.
Well, I think this is what your comment is identifying what I've been saying for a while now, is we need to identify all of our needs and get those into the budget, because if it's not in the budget, it doesn't exist. And project that out for a number of years so we can do the maintenance. We can do the infrastructure repairs. We can, you know, all of those things, licensing. And
not to mention the general fund, the needs reserves. And I've been doing some research, and one of the projects that I do plan on bringing to the board soon is a reserve policy. And when I look at neighboring districts, their reserve policies, and I look at the Special Districts Association, their guidelines, it talks about at least 6 months of operating expenses. And the fire fund, we pay over $700,000 to the JPA, so half of that, that's an operating. You still need a capital reserve fund. And I know the JPA is planning to do that, but worst case scenario, something happens to the JPA and we're stuck here trying to do our own fire department because we still have to provide service. we still need to have some sort of reserves too. And so this loan repayment will help sustain that, because the way we are right now, we're not going to save money. We're not saving money in the general fund. I mean, we pay out what we receive.
Well, Karen's right. We need to look at raising revenue, and there's only two. We have one product, water. We either sell more or sell it for more, you know? Or we're not going to be able to sell any because it won't get there.
Yeah, we can investigate that further, because I know there's needs outside of our area. That
well, yeah,
it's just a matter of.
We were selling. You know, this is our last year on our contract with the Roy Grande.
Yeah.
You know, Grover's declaring emergencies. So we may need to get creative with options there.
Yeah. So one more thing, sorry.
Thank you, Ray.
And this agreement is not always set in stone. Just like with any loan, you could always refinance it. The board could always revisit it and say, you know, hey, prime's changed, that we need to change. Maybe 1 year we suspend payments for a year. So that's all something. This is not concrete for the next 30 years. The board has the authority to negotiate these terms at a later date.
Yeah. Jeff, let me ask Mr. Minery, does this need a resolution? I mean,
No, I think that this could. This doesn't need a resolution. However, I would let you know that I did see what appears to be a typo on the in this second paragraph. It says borrow wishes to owe. So I think that means borrow wishes to borrow.
And actually, since the borrow already has the money and spent it, I was thinking maybe borrower owes seven. So just cross off wishes to.
I see.
Where are we?
On the actual loan agreement.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. I made a note to talk about that, and I forgot.
Well, I support this to help further our honest look at where we're at. So.
This has been a long time coming, and I do appreciate the effort, because we've been asking, looking for, to find out where we really, really were at, because there's been so many shifts of stuff with, you know, personnel, just in general, that we really never were set to know exactly how everything sits. So this is pretty much tells us what we got to do. We're not second guessing that we might have some over here or we don't. And
I would like to reiterate what Ms. Hodson has stated. This is something that can be changed and revised and relooked at and addressed and as time goes on. So to the extent makes the Board of Directors feel better about saying, well, this is just maybe a temporary Band-Aid for now to continue moving on, it can be readdressed.
I want, Lonnie, do you have anything you want to add? Any thoughts on this?
What I'd add is that Jocelyn has done a very thorough review of this, and I think some of the past accounting practices have been challenging for the district, and trying to right this ship has been difficult, and I think she's doing an excellent job, yeoman's work really, to try to right this and to flag that and bring it to the board's attention so that we're all fully informed, as well as the public that watches these hearing this meeting. It's important to see that we're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to pay it the way, pay forward and the like, and these things are going to cost us some money. Mm-hmm. We have to find a solution to move forward. We're not quite there yet, but we're trying as best we can. But Jocelyn's done a great job in providing the backup and the like, and getting and probably the biggest pat on the back, and getting these financial reports out in front of everything, and getting them the audits done and the like. So I don't have anything to add to what she said, other than to say she's done an excellent.
I don't foresee anything in the future, but it just all depends on how the rest of the year pans out.
You know, you're talking about the water and the buffer water and excess water or whatever. Maybe next year we ought to rethink whether or not we buy it when we're not using our full entitlements anyway, unless we're going to wheel it off somewhere or something. But
I believe it was a two-year agreement.
Well, I have to go back and look. But we can think about that. Not tonight's issue. Okay. Is there any other discussion?
I move that we approve the loan terms.
I second it.
Okay. Why don't we do a roll call vote, just because it's...
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. We'll move on to item 10D, review and accept the 2012-2013 audit report. I think Ms. Tacker was correct that part of our deal with the auditor was that they were going to present the report. I think we can receive it. Perhaps we should set the auditor's presentation on it. And I'll look at the management letter. It was from the staff report. That's what I was looking at, the staff report. Caliber Audit and Attest has issued an unqualified clean opinion of the Oceana Community Service District financial statements for the year ended June 30th, 2013. And I had spoken with the auditors, and I'm sorry, Jocelyn, I got to say something nice about you again, but they thought that you were a real pleasure to work with. And can I also point out that if we receive this report tonight, we're probably the first ones, or of the first ones in the county, to have our audit done. We went from being 3 years behind to now being leading current. The other thing that happens is, and thank you to all the staff for that, for your hard work. The other thing that was a problem for us was, you know, all our pie in the sky ideas about infrastructure and development and all these things couldn't happen when we didn't have current audits.
Yeah.
And now we do. And so, you know, these thoughts that we had about getting a grant or doing anything was, you know,
pulling hen's teeth.
Yeah, it was meaningless. And so I really appreciate it. So I'll direct staff. We'll receive the report tonight. We'll attach it to the minutes. Or no, I don't think we should attach it to the minutes. We'll just load it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Receive and file. Okay, and the management letter as well.
And the auditor's coming in December?
Yes, I've already talked to him. Okay. He will be here, is it December 11th, I believe, the first Wednesday?
The
second Wednesday, I'm sorry.
We'll just receive and file it, and then have the report on the December 11th.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you. Thank you to staff. I know it's hard work.
Do we need a roll call vote for that one, or?
No, I think we're just receiving the files. Yeah. We're not adopting it at this time. Moving on to item number 11, utility items are none. Item number 12, we'll go to close. Do you guys want to do the board member comments and late receive written communications and such now and then go into closed session?
You skipped something.
No, I didn't.
We aren't going to talk about strategic planning tonight. It's just the information.
That was
just information from the last meeting.
That was information from the last meeting, yeah.
Okie dokie.
We just attached that strategic planning document from Gary Keith.
Yeah.
Why don't we do item number 13, board member comments. Are there any comments this evening?
The only thing I have, something I forgot to mention, Mark Hutchinson from the County Environmental Office is going to be at the Zone 11A meeting, which is soon. I believe it's November 19th. And he will give a report on the Roy Grande Creek mouth sand removal project. And I guess they actually have permits and stuff so that we may not face that terror during the winter.
I want to thank the Boy Scouts for the flag raising ceremony at the Oceana Depot. Thanks for joining us. I did speak briefly today with the our expenditures of $709,000 for the Five Cities Fire Authority, mm-hmm. Their expenditure is $1.9 million, $249 per person. Arroyo Grande, 17,300 people, their expenditure is $1.6 million, $93 per person. So something to keep in mind as we look at, you know, potential, and this is a CAL FIRE document, it's something to keep in mind as we look at benefit assessment or parcel tax or what have you, at the again, the true honest cost of providing these services. So something to think about.
Did you get that off the website?
Yeah, this is on the Pismo Beach website. It's okay. Issued by Rob Lewin. It's the 2013 report.
Okay, I'd like to get a copy of that too.
So. We'll move on to receive written communications. It was the audit. We've already are going to attach that to the meeting. Any other late received written communications or received written communications that we want to add? Lonnie?
I don't know.
Okay. Jocelyn Murray? Anything? All right. Future agenda items. Is there anything other than what we discussed this evening that we want to add to a future agenda item? Obviously, we'll have the audit report.
And possibly the WillServe letter or appeal.
Oh, yeah, WillServe appeal. So we're going to have Mr. Minery and Mr. Curtis talk to them and get it straightened out factually and legally.
We've got a whole list of stuff down here on 16. So.
And then I was, and then what we talked about, we're going to bring, we'll bring back the organization slash restructure discussion. And then I want to start talking about not reassigning committees, because I think everybody's getting comfortable.
Coming up to the end of the year anyway. So.
But I want to talk about how I think we can make, you know, changing the paradigm and make our committees more effective. So that they're not just a wish list session. Well, let's go to
I'd like to remind you that the next two, the second Wednesday of the month of November and of December, those board meetings are to be canceled, and I think you need to make a public announcement of that.
Let's do that. I'm not going to be here.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, November 27th, my proposal is we cancel that meeting.
I agree.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, and also Christmas Day, I propose we cancel that meeting.
Oh, gee, really?
Well. Lori will be here.
I would be.
in her Santa outfit. So.
Does this need a motion and a?
No, I think we can just make the announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. So the 27th, we will not have a meeting, and the 25th, we will not have a meeting.
Thank you.
I'll probably be stuck in traffic on the 5.
So the next meeting will be December 11th.
December 11th will be our next regularly scheduled meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, unless something comes up.
If we need to, we'll call a special meeting. I don't anticipate that. Why don't we take, is there any final public comment this evening? All right. Casey, you stuck it out. Now you're in detention. All right, we'll adjourn into closed session at this time. There's two. One is 12A, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation, paragraph 1 of subdivision D of section 54956.9. Name of the case, Langstaff versus OCSD et al., the United States District Court for the Central District of California. Case number CV12-8541ABC, paren PLAX, close paren. Will also be 12B, employer review of general manager pursuant to government code section 54957B1. It is 8 o'clock. Good night, O'Shannon.